floating. A huge, heavy steel ship floats on the water, while a tiny pebble you toss into a pool sinks straight to the bottom. That seems backwards. The enormous, heavy thing floats, and the little light thing sinks. So floating can't really be about being heavy or light. It's about something else. How much water a thing shoves out of the way. When you put something into water, it has to push some water aside to make room for itself. And the water pushes back up, trying to fill the space, holding the object up. How hard the water pushes up depends on how much water got shoved aside. Shove aside a lot of water, and you get a big push-up. If a thing can shove aside as much water as the thing itself weighs, that push is enough to hold it up, and it floats. If the most it could ever shove aside still weighs less than the thing does, the push isn't enough, and it sinks. A little pebble is small and solid, so even pushed all the way under, it only shoves a little bit of water out of the way, far less water than the pebble itself weighs. The push is too small, so down it goes. A ship is gigantic and mostly hollow, full of air, with a wide bottom that sits down into the water. Just dipping into the water, it already shoves aside a huge amount, as much water as the whole heavy ship weighs. So the water's push is enough to hold it up, and it floats, despite all that steel. You can prove it with a lump of clay. Roll the clay into a tight ball and drop it in water, and it sinks. A tight ball doesn't push aside much water. Now, take the same clay and press it into a wide, hollow boat shape and set it on the water, and it floats. You didn't change how much clay there is or how much it weighs. You only changed its shape, so it shoves aside more water. Same clay, sinking one way and floating the other.